Hey, bad boy.
I don't live 24/7 on anime. I have to do other things. And it's actually quite, not hard, but it takes a lot of time and, you know, effort to find new anime and, you know, watch it and try and describe it for you guys. So you better appreciate this. Now, I don't care if you appreciate it or not, just listen to it. But I got 3-4 animes that I have watched from last week, and the top one today that I'm doing is called The Law of Yuki, and this anime deals with a junior high student called Yuki Kosoki, and he's given this ability to turn garbage into trees. And the reason why he gets this ability is because these heavenly beings, or God in trainings, are trying to get the position of God. And so they go down to earth and they give these abilities to 100 people or kids, 100 high school students, and they have to battle. And so if you aren't familiar with like that kind of plot line, check out Zach's Bell. It's just like that, where they have to battle for the prize. And the prize in this one is actually called a blank ability, and the student will win that and they gets to do anything with it. So it's just like Zach's Bell, but it's better. It's way better than Zach's Bell because, well, I don't know. No, I'll tell you right now. Anyways, the Law of Yuki shares a lot of traits from the with Zatch Bell and a lot of titles that way, the Shonoiate, that gender. Anyways. But it deserves some credit to stand out because, well, the characters are really, they're not too exciting, but they are unusual. Take Yuki and his strange ability to get the crap beat out of him and recover. And I would tell you more why his ability was that, but then it would ruin some of the plot line. So, I cannot tell you why. But, each student or person that has the ability to fight has their own personal reason to fight, and a lot of them are different. Like, some of them want to rule the world, or others just want to, build the best hot springs ever. But Yuki just wants justice. He just wants his own personal justice. And Yuki's a very kind person, and he always wants to do what's right. And it's the powers that these kids have are really unique, in that instead of just like Zatch Bell, where you could say a spell and Zatch blows you away with lightning, well, they actually have to take something and change it into whatever they're going to fight with. For instance, Yuki, he has to take trash and change it into trees. And it's not just a tree pops out. He can actually shape it into a bat or different objects with practice. And there's some other abilities too from the other characters. There's one character that it's called Sano, sorry for the pronouncing these things wrong. He needs cloth to make into iron, and so and in order to do that, he has to hold his breath. So that's really affects how they fight. So it's really cool how they intertwine this ability also with you have to have a certain need failed before you can do this. And there's the phone, and hopefully someone else will pick it up, because I am not. There's also another character that I thought was hilarious. I thought watching this, oh yeah, people are turning things into things, that's not big deal. But as soon as I saw this guy, I forget his name right now, he takes tomatoes and he turns them into lava. I mean, how freaking hilarious and cool is that? You toss a tomato and it turns into lava. That just sold me on this whole series. Right now, it's not out yet, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be getting out to the United States really fast, because it is a good one, and it's just like Zatch Bell. And Zatch Bell is out, and it's doing pretty good, I actually don't watch that one that much. But there's 2 seasons out right now, and each of them are 25 episodes each. That's on peer-to-peer networking, so, Or you can go and buy your DVDs over in Japan. Like, go buy yourself, the most investment for an anime lover that wants to support anime and but still wants to get the DVDs that are coming out in Japan. Get yourself an all-region DVD player and then just buy the DVDs from Japan directly. That's a great way, you don't have the English, but it's the subtitles and it's still a wonderful way. And if you like it so much, you can buy the American version when it comes out. But that's a great investment is in all-region DVD player. And a couple sites, anime sites, sell those actually. And they're a pretty good deal. I don't buy electronics over the internet just because I'm really picky about it. But anyways, on to the review. And so they fight. They fight and they fight and they fight. And also they have Zers, and these are like points on like special traits. Like say a person has speed. Well, they can either gain or lose these talents. The way they gain them is if they beat opponent that has these powers, they can gain a trait. But if they use their powers against a normal person, say to hurt him or something, they lose a trait. And Yuki, he's actually lost. He has start. They all Everyone starts out with 10, and he has lost already like 4 or 5, and he's like the lowest trait user ever. But and everyone thinks he's gonna fail because of that, but he doesn't. He continues. I highly recommend this one. It's magic school life, just like Zatch Bell. I highly recommend it, like I just said. It's creative, and the storyline is kind of cookie cutter, where the bad guy and the good guy, but that's that. But other they really did a good job on this one, telling the story. Now, on to my second anime, which was a very, very disappointing. The reason why I watched this anime, Paradise Kiss, is because on the forums that I recently joined for anime community on the internet, a lot of the first posts on the anime forums was Paradise Kiss. And they're saying that this was a great anime, and actually, some people were actually saying that the manga was a lot better. And I haven't checked out the manga because normally I don't avoid these kind of genres, drama things and drama love, but I don't seek them out because they get kind of boring. And I like action, not whatever. But Paradise Kiss was a complete disappointment in everything. First off, it's only 12 episodes, as that's really short. And actually, I'm thankful it's only 12 episodes, because then I had to only sit through 12 episodes and be irritated. But the basic storyline is this girl, her name's Yukari. She's also called Caroline in anime. She's going through life just doing what her parents want her to do, and her parents want her to do education, so she's in prep school, and she's doing this and this, and one day, this guy comes up to her and wants her to model for his group, which is Paradise Kiss, and she totally refuses, and she ends up going with him and modeling, and she ends up running away, and then she ends up moving back home. And it's really just, about a girl finding herself and finding what she wants to do in life. And for what it conveyed, it was good. It conveyed that. But really, it wasn't. I had. From the reviews I saw on the forums, and I won't. I thought it was gonna be better. But anyways, my favorite character is Miyoko, or Miyako. She's a sweet. She has, in the anime, she has pink hair. She's very cute and adorable little girl. She's little, but I don't, her age is of a high schooler, but she's smaller than that. And she's from Paradise Kiss. She does some the sewing and stuff. And she kind of gets annoying a little, but she's really cute. I love her. And she's a boyfriend with Hiro or Hiro. Or wait, no. No, she's a boyfriend of Azrael. Az whatever. Anyways, but she calls Yukari Caroline all the time, which I don't get the reference between Yukari and Caroline or Carrie. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's the Japanese name for it. I have no idea. But my other favorite character is George, just because he's eye candy. This guy is a boy toy. Something out of a. Yeah, just he's gorgeous. He's the designer of Paradise Kiss, and he's crazy designer. Like he thinks these crazy things up and makes the four other members do most of the work. He's really charming, and he actually ends up falling in love with Yukari or Carrie, and the ending is it sucks. Really does. The ending sucks. I can't really recommend this anime, but I mean, if you want to see a lot of fashion and a lot of fashion and a lot of fashion, go check it out because it's about fashion and a woman or a girl finding herself and becoming a woman. So that's that. And my next one, as I take a break a little bit. Be right back. Okay, back. Had to take a drink and get stuff ready. Okay, my next anime is Jinko Shoujo. It's a horror, and I ran across it because I ran across it. It's actually on the top list of where I download my stuff, so I said, why not? And it's available fan subbed, which is always a great way to get yourself exposed to the new anime. But always, go buy him, support anime, support your fellow anime lovers, because that's the only way we're gonna get more of it. Anyways, and I say a lot of anyways. Oh well, I'll work on that one day, maybe. Who cares? Yes, they're here, right? This anime is, of course, a horror, and it does earn its horror. When I first watched the first episode, it totally reminded me of Boogie Pop Phantom. And if you haven't seen that, that was on Adult Swim, I think. Or G4, one of those channels. I think it was G4. Yeah, the midnight anime thing on G4. If you know what I'm talking about, congratulations. I watched the same thing. But it's just like that. But a little bit better because it's not so. I mean, it's not so questionable, or you get answers better. That's it. And this anime is based on. There's a rumor on the message boards called Jinko Tsukiki. God, I suck at this. I should be better at doing this, but oh well. And it can only be accessed at the stroke of midnight. And it said if you post the name or post on this site the name of the person that you have a grudge against, there will be justice for you, or that person will go to hell. Many think it's an urban legend, but it's true. So they go out, and the episodes are, these people you get to see have this genuine grudge against someone being taunted or someone, and they go on this site and they get to meet Emmy A, also known as Hellgirl. She takes revenge upon the person that's posting's halves. So everything comes with a price, though. So if you make a deal with her, your soul will go to hell when you die. So it's deal with the teasing or whatever, or go to hell and get the guys or girl that's teasing you off your back. So it's really each episode there's a different character that has to go through this and decide which is better, revenge or revenge, losing your soul, or just living on. For this decision, she gives you a straw doll, and on its neck it has a red ribbon. And the person that has posted is supposed to carry this around, and once they pull the red ribbon, that's the sign that they've agreed to this contract. And then Hellgirl, or M.E.I., she comes and takes revenge. She usually wears a schoolgirl outfit, you know, the black high school girls. But when she's out on work, you know, revenge work, she has this really pretty kimono, fire kimono, which is very gorgeous. And she has a couple of partners. She has this woman partner, and she works with her, and she actually has the ability to change or shapeshift. And she goes and gets a confession out of whatever the person's doing. So she chases them down and freaks them out. And she also has a guy, Moko, who works with her. And he helps investigate and confess their sins. And he has a third eye that he can open anywhere. Unlike on the first one, he opens it on the ceiling, this big gigantic eye. And it's, you know, it's not scary, but, you know, these people get freaked out and then they get taken to hell. So, I really like this one, and I haven't actually finished the whole series yet. I've watched 3 or 4 episodes right now, but I wanted to get this episode out because next week I will be in Nebraska with my significant other checking out his pad and his parents. So that will be interesting. Maybe we'll get some anime down there now, or make some hentai. Anyways, one more last anime for all you guys and girls is Detective School Q. And this one, it's in the middle. It's not bad. It's not good. It's a really good detective one. It's like Conan. I forget the rest of the title of it. Basically, these middle school students go to this special school that is for detectives. And they go around solving detective stuff. And it's basically just like Conan, but there's more characters besides Conan and his little friends. And they're more grown up. They have to do this exit exam, basically, to qualify to go to the Dan Detective School. The main character is, I forget his name. But there's a girl named Meg, and she has a photographic memory. And Kinsan. And they're different people. Yeah, I didn't pre-read this at all. Sorry, guys. But it's actually pretty good. Kai is the main character. There we go. In the series. He's over us. Crash. Anyways. It's an okay anime. Go check it out. My show's running long. Anyways, go. It's either Detective School Q, or it's also known as Detective Academy Q. So go find it. Check it out. because it's good, it's entertaining, and I'll put up links for you. And of course, if you want to contact me, please do. PyroNicoJess27@netscape.com or PyroNicoJess27@podomatic.com. Either or, remember to put something in there, so send me some feedback. I'll see you not next week, but the week before that, or after that. After that. And I'll tell you about my trip later. So, adios. See you.